I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast.
Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to be releasing to you the audio from a video series that I recently created. If you find this interesting, I would highly recommend that you jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell, where I'm going to take you through step by step my speak to sell methodology, and I'm going to be able to show you how to create your keynote presentation, your sales presentation, how to position yourself and find the stages that you have always dreamed to speak of, to grow your business, to share your message further, whatever it may be that you want to achieve with speaking. This is absolutely free, and I'm looking forward to take you through it. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell. Hey team, welcome to day 3. Let's keep this momentum going. We've just hit the halfway mark, and hopefully you're starting to see, and you definitely will by the end of today, the power of speaking from stages and what it can do for you as your brand, your business, whether you're starting out or you're looking to scale and take things and your message and your impact to a whole new level. So I think this is really going to open your eyes, because what you're going to learn over the coming session is just exactly the 5 different types of stages that you can speak from. But not only that, I'm going to give you a behind the curtain look at the different types of income you can make speaking from these different stages, and I'm going to give you case study examples of different people out there in the trenches doing it right now, and I'm going to take you through each of them, how they do it, but also the authority that they have built up in a particular space to be able to get onto these different platforms. So without further ado, let's jump into it. The 5 different stages, once we have our authority built up. The first one is your keynote presentation. So I'm just going to give you a brief overview of them before we actually jump into the case study, which will give you a bit more of an idea. So the first one is the keynote presentation, and this is probably the one that I get the most inquiries about in regards to students wanting to share their message, talk about their business, talk about things that they think they can help others with in the keynote presentation form, which is great. And I mean, the income that you'd be looking at is kind of a minimum of, say, $1,000 for a 30 to 90 minute presentation, all the way up to $10,000, $50,000, $100,000, depending on your authority within your particular space. The next being the sales presenter. Well, actually, we'll go back one step. With the keynote presentation side of things, you occasionally may be asked to or offer to give a breakout session, which allows you to go into a bit more depth in your area of expertise or what you've spoken on. You may have given them that broad taste of your overall speaking system, your supermodel speaking system, and you might go deeper into one branch of that in your breakout sessions. And that is, and can be really, really great for showing that you can not only give that overarching view, but that you've got some depth and some substance. The sales presenter side of things is generally the complete flip side. So keynote presentations, this is the commonly held myth that I want to dispel. Keynote presentations are, you are paid and you're expected to not pitch from stage. Sales presentations, you're generally not paid and you will give the event organizer 50% of any sales that you make. That's the general rough numbers. Here's the thing though, you can do a keynote presentation, and if you craft it correctly using the story selling methodology and the speak to sell methodology that you're going to learn over the next couple of days, you can actually craft a presentation that you don't have to pitch from stage, but you can generate a flood of new clients. And one of my students that we're going to be looking at on the final day, we're going to have a look at him as a case study. He generated 6 figures from his presentation, and it was a keynote presentation. So do not cut yourself short if you are thinking that you're going to be a keynote presenter, and same with the sales presenter. The other avenues, and these are the things that people often don't look at from a speaking on stages, is workshops and trainings, going in and either running your own workshops and trainings or going into different organizations and corporations and running workshops and trainings for them. The next one is, I guess, a variation of the workshop training side of things, and it is where you can go in and create your own online courses or use webinars or different training softwares to be able to be an online trainer. And many times the power of this is that it allows you to do something once, say this for example, and it can be continually generating and generating value to your audience or servicing your audience in different ways while you sleep. So that 24/7 that we all kind of aim for. So that allows for bigger leverage, but it also allows you to tap into audiences that aren't restricted by geography or location. The final stage that you can speak on is as a consultant. So going in, giving short presentations or trainings so similar to the workshop trainer, and then that can continue and be a bit of a hybrid. You may do some online training following that. So those are a brief overview of the 5 different stages that you can speak of. But what I want to do now is take you through some examples. So this is Nick Bowditch. He is what I'd call the keynote speaker, and he built his authority off that final level, the R in that STAR methodology. It was the results and expertise. And so his previous role was head of marketing for Facebook Australasia and head of Twitter marketing in Australasia. So he positioned himself from his expertise as being the only head, the only person to be the head of marketing for both Facebook and Twitter in Australasia. Which is a cool position. You know, you go, well, that's pretty impressive. And it is. And Nick, you can have a look on his website. Last time I checked, it was $10,000 for him to do a keynote presentation, plus business class flights, plus if he's staying, 5-star accommodation. And I remember when I was talking to Nick last, he did 30 presentations in 40 days. So, you know, you can do the maths off that. And just think for your business, if you did a whole lot of lead generation on the front end, you know, January and February, you'd over 30 days, and you bring in a huge chunk of revenue and then all these other opportunities coming off the back, rather than, you know, maybe doing 1 or 2 presentations every week, you can potentially, if you set up your speaking business, if you set up your speak to sell model correctly, you can be highly dense, going bang, 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 and then you can focus on the other aspects or the servicing or, you know, actually fulfillment of your products and services for the rest of the year. And so that's what Nick does from his side of things. And this is Kamanzi. He is based in the United States. He built his authority through the press. So being an author, he contributed to key press outlets, so Entrepreneur Inc., Huffington Post, and he continually writes for a lot of the big online publications, which positions him as an expert that Fortune 500 companies seek out to come and do consulting. So for his consultancy fee, a half-day training would be business class flights, business class accommodation, and $20,000 for a half-day presentation. Which sounds pretty good. He's spoken in or trained in over 30 different countries. And what's really interesting about this is just like the authority ecosystem,
for every presentation. If you're speaking at one Fortune 500 company, they're not usually just a one location or a one trick pony. They've often got offices nationwide and worldwide. So you're tapping into that network and you're getting that social proof, that authority. Hey, I've already trained at your company in a different country. How about I come and do it over here? And so you can see how this authority ecosystem continually builds if you position yourself right from the start. And yeah, outside of that, he's obviously built other areas and strands of his star authority ecosystem, but that's what he started with, purely just the author side of things. This is a friend of mine from Australia in Brisbane, Anthony Kirby. He is the Workshop Wonder Kid. He did it from the R, so the results and expertise. He was a senior executive at a home and land package company where he would he brought it into a new state, grew the business up, and used the results from that as it was the fastest growing one in the state, and the success that he did to go out on his own. And now he consults to companies of similar nature and anything in regards to sales and systems because he has the results. And now he can go to a medium to large size company who have focuses on sales and walk in there and charge $1,000 to $2,000 a head to take a one-day sales workshop. And if those people improve by a sale per month, it's a huge payoff for the company, particularly if they're selling a home and land package. And he can have the power of leverage rather than training those 50 people one-to-one. He can do it over a day to 50 different people, and maybe a $50,000 to $100,000 day from speaking from that type of stage. Final person I want to show you is Russell Brunson. He's the sales presenter. And so he goes and speaks. Now he's got a speaking team to different events. And he spoke at an event that Grant Cardone put on. And he had an offering for $2,000. It was some online software. At the end of it, he generated $3.6 million in sales from a 90-minute presentation. And of course, as I said earlier, the sales presenter is going to give 50% of that fee to the organizer. So he made over $1.6 million in 90 minutes. So he likes to call himself the $1 million an hour man, because he made on average $1 million an hour while speaking. And that's why I think for a very large percentage of businesses, being able to get in front of your ideal audience with the ideal presentation is amazing, because you can create that leverage of being able to present to multiple people at any one time. And that's why I love the event side of things. You can either team up with people to speak at their events if you've got a proven presentation, or better yet, you can run your own event, and we can talk about that later in the week. Is putting on your own event and having a proven presentation that you have a sales offering at the end of it, that then you can provide services, products, or coaching, or whatever it may be that you offer in your business. And instead of splitting the 50% side of things, you just pay your marketing, you get the bums on seats, and then you generate this following. And so being able to do that in half a day or a day, rather than spending a week or two chasing up sales calls and all the rest of it, can be super, super powerful. I mean, the question I get from a lot of people is, who does event public speaking work for? Because we've gone through all these different options, the workshops, the keynote speaking, the consulting, all of it. But from putting on your own events or speaking at other people's events, which is really where I feel the power, I mean, the speak to sell methodology works on any stage, but from a profitability and business generating side of things, event public speaking or running and speaking at different events is, I feel, the way to go from a growth standpoint. And I mean, this can work for anybody and everybody who, you may be an agency or a freelancer looking to get in front of more of your target market. You may be selling information products like I do, coaching and consulting. Even network marketers put on their own information nights where they get people along. And the ones that I have seen that have been the most successful in those different spaces are the ones that have been able to present and tell their story in an effective way to get people to take that first step of action.
You might be a local small business. Look, when I owned a physiotherapy practice, just speaking to three doctors and putting together the right presentation led to over six figures in business over the coming year, that they would have otherwise not referred to physio, just by educating them in the right way, using the right proven presentation. I mean, you may be a non-for-profit, or even better, you might just be getting started and you go, look, I haven't got huge amounts of money to be able to spend on marketing. So what I'm going to do is maybe use my knowledge and expertise to get in front of the right people and get that kickstart in my business to be in front of 10, 20, 30 of the key people who may benefit my business the most. So my question that I ask you is, out of all of those that you've seen, which ones do you want to become? Do you want to become the keynote presenter? Do you want to be the sales presenter? Do you want to, sales presenter or event presenter? Do you want to be the workshop trainer, the online trainer, or the consultant? Because as you're answering yourself that, I want to introduce you to the Trojan horse method. And this is something that a lot of people don't realize when they are out there speaking. Is I get a lot of people saying, I want to be a keynote speaker, can you help me? Yep, sure, I can help you. We'll put together the systems to be able to get you onto stages. And they say, that's my goal, I'd love to do 20-30 talks a year where I get $10,000 a piece. But here's something that we've created, and this is exactly the same image that you saw before. The difference is what I want you to think about is my first speaker, Nick. He has a keynote presenter, but he uses that as a backdoor to be able to then offer workshops and trainings to the specific businesses that he is targeted to get and to be able to give keynote presentations with Anthony Kirby. Yes, he runs these workshops and trainings, and then rather than working with the whole company following that, he'll then work with their top executives and managers from a consultant role. From the Kamazi, when he goes into these Fortune 500 companies, he will go in and give a workshop or training or consultancy, and off the back of it, he will offer them 20, 50, or 100 licenses of his online training program that he has, that it's one and done. He's done it, it's already done. Anything that he gets on top of it is basically profit, and he'll charge $2,000 for an online training program that he's already created. What I want you to think about that is, if he does a half-day presentation for $20,000 to $30,000, for a half day presentation, and then he sells 50 licenses for $2,000 a pop, all of a sudden he's turned a five figure presentation, a $30,000 presentation, into a $130,000 presentation without doing anything else. Russell Brunson's the same. He's the sales presenter, but he sells training for people to then use his online training product, his ClickFunnels product. For him to decide, hey, I might go and become a keynote presenter, versus I don't think anybody in the world is going to pay him over $1 million to give a keynote presentation. So he can get on the right stage, though, and have an offering that is going to help people take things to the next level with their business, and he can offer a sell that at the back end. Then he's got upsells, where he runs workshops for his elite students who are getting results. And so it's a combination of all of these. So when you're thinking about which stage do you want to be on, understand that the speak to sell methodology will work with any of them. If you've got your supermodel speaking system in place, you can implement it for keynote presentations, sales presentations, workshops and trainings. You can create online trainings off the back of it, or you can go in and use that methodology, that system that you've created, to go in and consult and teach that to other companies. It's all about being able to package it right and present it right. So go away and figure out what is the first stage that you want to start attacking. And then I want it to start brewing in the back of your mind that you can use it just as the first step to multiple steps, rather than the end goal. Hey, I want to be a keynote presenter, but what other avenues or what other doors can that open while I'm already there?
let me know, flick me an email, send me a message on Messenger. And tomorrow what we're going to do is start putting the skeleton together using my public speaking blueprint to then add the speak to sell methodology in on the final day, so that you are set to be able to speak to sell on different stages to grow your business. Because with the right presentation given to the right audience at the right time, you are just one presentation away from making six figures from the stage. So I'll see you all tomorrow.
If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.